USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Gas prices are climbing for the 11th consecutive day. Today's AAA survey of stations across the United States shows a national average for regular is up to $3.188 a gallon. That's up 0.3 cents over Sunday and nearly as high as it was a month ago before prices started softening for a couple of weeks. Over 7 million Americans are losing their unemployment benefits this Labor Day as the pandemic unemployment insurance expires today. Labor Secretary Marty Walsh telling NBC News there are still some options out there.
We've allowed governors across the country, if they need to look at using CARES money, using rescue plan money to extend the unemployment benefit in their state if they need to. The rate is different all across the country.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans are now tuning in to Newsmax TV. It's one of the biggest media stories. Newsmax is available on all major cable systems. And if you cut the cord and don't get cable, you can still get Newsmax. Find it on your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. Just go to your smart TV channel guide or download the free Newsmax app. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, or TiVo. And 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. It takes seconds to download it on your phone, and there's no paywall or subscription. So watch Newsmax for breaking news anytime, anywhere. President Trump says Newsmax is really good, and Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why tens of millions of Americans are watching Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. It's a source you can trust. Newsmax is real news for real people.
South Lake Tahoe evacuation orders have been lifted as the Caldor fire battle continues.
Residents of South Lake Tahoe could soon return to their homes as the wildfire that was threatening the resort town stalled a few miles away. Crews have made progress on the Caldor fire that had forced about 22,000 people out of their homes, allowing the evacuation orders to be reduced to warnings. Authorities have warned people that the fire still has the potential to threaten homes, but is currently 43% contained, according to CAL FIRE. The Caldor Fire has destroyed more than 700 homes and burned more than 215,000 acres in Northern California since it was sparked on August 14th. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Most of New Zealand is coming out of a lockdown after the discovery of one coronavirus infection. The country's prime minister announcing the lockdown will be lifted for places outside of Auckland late Tuesday night. That's where the outbreak is located, and the city is New Zealand's most populated. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The Taliban says it's taken complete control of the latest province held by Afghan resistance forces. The Taliban's chief spokesman saying on Monday it controls every province in Afghanistan 3 weeks after taking over Kabul. This as hundreds of Americans are still stranded in Afghanistan after U.S. troops left last week. President Biden is taking heat over stranding Americans in Afghanistan, including from former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, who tells ABC's This Week,
"There's a difference between stubbornness and strength. I didn't say he was too strong. I said he was too stubborn. And I think he disregarded the advice of his generals, clearly in a way that
the generals
cost
were wrong for an awful long time as well.
But George, this one was pretty easy. What he did was he put a cap on the amount of money that they could spend on the withdrawal. He put a cap on it. And he said, you spend it however you want. But the amount of money he gave them was not enough to keep Bagram Air Base open and do what they had to do at the Kabul airport. So they had to make a choice. And when you didn't have both of those options, we saw what happened. But the even bigger problem here is that he can't convey that strength if he's not going to be a president who takes questions. And I think one of the big problems he's got right now is every time he goes out before the press, he's telling people, well, they told me I can't take questions or I can only take questions from you. You can't project strength if you look scared.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.